Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So it says Mishnah Vav, Misha Achazo Bulmus. If a person became sick with bulmus, which was a life-threatening illness that was brought about by intense hunger pains, Machilin Oso Afilu Dvarm Tmeim, you could feed them on Yom Kippur, and even if you can't find kosher food, you could feed them non-kosher food, because we view that as something that needs attention immediately. So they just need food immediately. So whatever food is available, ad she oru enov, until his vision is restored. Because when one of the symptoms of bulmos is that they're not able to see as well. So once the vision is restored, then you know that the danger is over. So you don't even begin with like small amounts of food, because if you limit the amount of food for someone who has bulmos, that itself could be a sakana. So the Mishnah has a machlokas about how to remedy certain conditions. Misha Nishacho Kelev Shota, if a person was bitten by a mad dog, Ein Machilin Oso Mechatzar Kavet Shelo, we do not feed him from its liver lobe in an attempt to prevent any illness or cure the illness. Rav Masi Ben Cherish Matib. Rav Masi Ben Cherish says, yes, we do. That is a reliable refuah, and you could use it. Now, the question is it a reliable refuah? I mean, is it a real cure for the illness? If it's not, then it's just stam, a darkei amori, an ancient belief of other people that we should not do. So the Mishnah goes weiter now and says, va'od amar Rabbi Masi ben Cherish. Rabbi Masi ben Cherish also said, ha'choshish begrono, if a person has pain in his throat and he feels symptoms of some other pikuach nefesh kind of condition that starts in the gums and then goes down into his throat and then ultimately will ruin and ravage his entire body. So matin lo sam b'toch piv b'Shabbos, you could put whatever medicine you need to in his mouth on Shabbos, even if it involves chil Shabbos. Meaning sometimes in order to get the sam, you need to pull it out of the ground and you need to grind it in order to make the medicine. Right, the whole reason we don't take medicine on Shabbos, even if it's already pre-made, is a gezeira that you might come to be tochein. So we're saying you're allowed to actually be tochein. This is a pikuach nefesh situation. It's not a definite pikuach nefesh, but mepnei shehu safek nefashos, at least safek pikuach nefesh, and we call safek nefashos toches Shabbos. Anything that's even a safek pikuach nefesh is going to be toche Shabbos. Now Mishnah Zayin tells us that even for the slight chance, the slight possibility that you'll save a life, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Misha nafal of mapolis. If a person believes that a building collapsed on somebody else on Shabbos, meaning you see that there's a collapsed building and you think there might be somebody under there, Safik Husham, Safik Ein Husham, even though if you're not sure that somebody's under there, Safik Chai, Safik Meis, or even if there is somebody under there, you're not sure if they're alive anymore, so should you conduct a rescue mission when there may be no survivors, Safik Ovicham, Safik Sol, or you know someone's there and you know that they're alive, but they may or may not be Jewish, Mifachin Alav Asagal, do whatever you can to clear away the rubble in order to rescue the person who may or may not be there, who may or may not be Jewish, and who may or may not be dead, because that's a safek pikuach nefesh. And not only that, matzu'u chai, if you find the person alive, even if he's very, very badly injured and he's not going to live too much longer, mefakchen alav, you clear away as much of the rubble as you can to prolong his life, even though you know he has no chance of chaye olam. It's all going to be chaye sha'a. It's all going to be just adding a few moments to his life. The mace, and you find him dead though, then yenichuhu. I mean, if you uncover him and you see that he's already dead, so then you don't clear away the rest of the rubble. That could wait till after Shabbos, because you're not going to add anything to his life anyway. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Vav, we said that if someone is suffering from bulmus, we feed him even non-kosher food right away until his vision is restored. If a person is bit by a kelev shota, we have a machlokas tanoim, whether you can feed him from the liver lobe of that dog. And Rav Masi ben Cherish, who was matir doing so, said that if a person has some sort of throat ailment, you can do whatever medication you need to do on Shabbos, because it's considered safek nefashos, which is doche Shabbos. And then Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a building fell and you're not sure if there's a person under there, or you know there's a person but you're not sure if he's alive, or you're not sure if the person under there is a Jew or a non-Jew, you can clear away all the rubble on Shabbos. If you find that the person is alive, even if he's going to die in short order, you can continue clearing away the rubble to add a few moments to his life. But if you see that the person is already dead, then you have to just leave him there. You're not allowed to continue clearing away the rubble. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.